накалена, дівчина білява, ножем зілля копала, найка все питала, кого нині чарувати, чаруй доню того, що до тебе все ходив, за ручейку воду. Ваше старому женитись, ой, прийди, молодче, до моєї хати, потопчи, молодче, подривую м'яту.
From Ukraine, and a song dating back to about 1982, but still with a very upbeat sound, that was Svitlyaz and Oite Zavoronku, a song about a lark. І таким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макорі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Damchuk-McQuarrie, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. As usual, we've got Sylvia Molnar, and she'll be bringing some information about common and very much loved vegetable, at least in my household, that being carrots, and great recipe using them. As well, Keith Perron will be along with news reports from Ukraine, and he has stories about journalists heckling the current president, as well the former prime minister, no luck in getting her out of jail, and also a prominent feminist has to leave Ukraine for her own safety. So stay tuned for those stories as well. We'll have our usual proverb of the week and other items of interest and great Ukrainian music and lots of it. Coming up next, we've got a little bit closer to home, a group from Winnipeg called Zrada. Here they are now with a song that speaks to our roots. It is called Roots. Коріння.
Є, через вікно поїзд швидко йде. Коли заїду, ще не забуду цю першу подорож. Це повітря, ці дороги, голоси чужі. І хоч не чув я їх ніколи, зразу їх пізнав. Рано в місті ми ходили, не знав я, це сон. Так хотів я зберегти кожну вулицю. Музика. я тобі сказав. Тяжко мені зрозуміти і знати, хто я є. Відчуваю, що я на чужині, коріння не маю. Застидався, зажурився, аж поки ти сказав.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Може вернусь, а може загину. Ти, дівчино, про мене згадай. Може вернусь, а може загину. Ти, дівчино, про мене згадай. Ой, не плач, не ридай, дівчинонько, твого хлопця на світі вже нема. Він загинув в кривавому бою, залишилась могила сумна. Він загинув могила сумна. Ти задай ті щасливі хвилини, як любились, кохалися ми. Твоє личко, рожевий цвіточок, твої очі чарують мене. Твоє личко, рожевий цвіточок, твої очі чарують мене.
Чином молода, чи ти прийдеш, дівчина, до чи ти прийдеш дівчина до мого вікна.
And another group from Ukraine, they are called Kobza, and that was a song called Cheres Rychenko, a song about across the river or a small river, a brook. And that is from a CD that I picked up in Ukraine, one I've been talking about for the last few weeks, of 200 MP3s of music from the past, the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And it is great to have that. Had no idea of so many of those songs. Vaguely heard of some of the groups. Some of the names are familiar. But most of them are not, at least to me. And I think I know a fair bit about Ukrainian music. So all this stuff was hidden behind the Iron Curtain, and it's wonderful to be out now and to be discovering this, albeit a few decades late, but still, it's pretty neat to do. Again, that was Kobza with Cheres Rychenko. And before them, you heard a brand new group from Calgary, Alberta, and they were on the show, at least one of the members was on the show to talk about his group. It is called Zhito, and that is from their brand new CD, a song called Yas Yohodni Vid Vas Vidujdayu, a song, a very sad song, beautifully done, about his son going off to war and not coming back. And coming up next, we're going to stay contemporary. This is from a CD that was released a couple of years back by a group from Toronto. They are called Zubrivka. Here they are now with another traditional Ukrainian folk song, Nese Halya Vodu, Halya Carried Water.
Моя Галю, дай води напиться, ти така хороша, дай хоч подивиться, ти така хороша, дай хоч подивиться.
За нею Іванко, як барвінок п'ється. За нею Іванко, як барвінок п'ється. Thank you.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar, tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello! We all know carrots are really good for us, whether raw or cooked. But did you know that cooked carrots are more easily digested? In Ukraine, carrots are widely used in preparing first and second course dishes, cold dishes, and are even used to make desserts. Carrots contain more sugar than most other vegetables. They are extremely nourishing and one of the richest sources of vitamin A necessary for bone formation, as well as vitamin C and a good supply of minerals. Here's a recipe containing carrots and beef that's delicious. You'll need the following for this meatloaf: 2 pounds ground beef, lean, 2 onions sliced thinly, 3 carrots sliced thinly, 4 tablespoons butter, 2 tablespoons flour, 4 tablespoons water, 1/2 cup of sour cream, salt and pepper to taste. Sauté the sliced carrots and onions in a heavy skillet and cook until soft. Add the ground beef and cook until the pink disappears. Sprinkle with flour and thoroughly mix. Pour in water, add salt, and continue cooking until thoroughly cooked. Serve with sour cream. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Темна нічка гори вкрила, полонину всю залила, а в ній постать ніжно біла, Суксеню в ній пізнав. Він дивився в очі сині, тихо спершись на соснині, і слова ніжні любовні до неї промовляв. Вуцулко, Ксеню, я тобі на треміті, лиш одні в цілім світі розкажу про любов. Душа страждає, звук треміти лунає, а що серце кохає, по гарячому жар. Пройшло гаряче літо, гусу іншу любив скрито, а гуцулку чорнобриву в останню ніч прощав. В черемоші грали хвилі, сумували очі сині, тільки вітер на соснині сумно пісню вигравав. Гуцулку, Ксеню, я тобі на треміті, лиш одні в цілім світі розкажу про любов. Душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає, по гарячому жар. Про любов душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає, по
бачимо жар.
And Ukrainian tango for you there, and that is a genre that's been popular in Ukraine for over a century now. Obviously a South American influence that made its way back to Ukraine after immigration to that part of the world over a century ago. And that was Canadian, another Canadian performer for you by the name of Teresa Sukirka from her CD Ukrainian Roots. Teresa hails from Saskatchewan, now living in Montreal, where she's got quite a thriving jazz music career. But she did put out that nod to her Ukrainian roots self and titled appropriately. And again, that song was Hutsulka Ksenia. And coming up next, we're going to head back to Ukraine with a group called Express from a collection of Ukrainian traditional songs, and they've put out a few of them. This is from one of them. They're all pretty much called the same thing, traditional Ukrainian folk songs. Here they are now with that very well-known and well-loved Piedmanula.
Казала в понеділок, підем разом по барвінок. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у вівторок, поцілуєш разів сорок. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у середу, поженем разом череду. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у четвер, підемо разом на концерт. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Підем разом по слуницю, я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у суботу, підем разом на роботу. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у неділю, підем разом на весілля. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Journalists disrupt Yanukovych's speech. No appeal for Yulia Tymoshenko. And a member of a Ukrainian feminist group leaves Ukraine. I'm Keith Parent. Ukrainian journalists have interrupted President Yanukovych's speech on press rights, protesting increased media censorship by the authorities. About a dozen reporters rose from their seats and held up posters reading, "Stop Censorship," and "Media Oligarchs Serve the Authorities." Security guards violently ripped them out of the hands of some protesters. Yanukovych was speaking on Monday at the opening of the annual World Newspaper Congress, a meeting of dozens of news executives from around the world that have complained about the waning press freedoms in the former Soviet state. Opening the event, Jacob Matthew, the president of the World Association of Newspapers and News Publishers, urged Ukrainian authorities to regain freedoms that sustain democracy and human dignity. Since Yanukovych's election, opposition parties have little access to television, with the majority of TV channels controlled by those loyal to the government. Reporters complain about being denied access to crucial information, and there's also been a rising number of attacks on journalists that are left unresolved. Yanukovych did not react to the protests. Some of the journalists were allowed to hold up their signs through his entire speech. Yanukovych's office later called the incident an unfortunate event, but said the fact that the journalists were able to hold their protests was testament to the leader's commitment to democracy. In his speech, Yanukovych called on journalists to be biased when he apparently meant the opposite, a slip of the tongue that critics say demonstrate his stated commitment to freedom and democracy is merely lip service. A court appeal for Yulia Tymoshenko has ended, with the original sentencing being upheld. Alexander Molokolop has more.
The last chance to free Ukraine's jailed oppositionist Yulia Tymoshenko from accusations failed as her final appeal against court conviction was rejected by the National Supreme Court. Ukrainian state prosecutors said Tymoshenko's guilt was clearly established at her trial last year.
Now in the country there is an absolute dictatorship and not the simple dictatorship, but bulldozer mind dictatorship. So they are working like a bulldozer. They are not playing chess. They are just doing what they are doing.
Meanwhile, about 300 supporters of jailed oppositionists gathered in front of the court to support their leader. They lowered the mock coffin into the ground to symbolize the death of justice. Last October, Tymoshenko, one of the 2004 Orange Revolution leaders, was sentenced to 7 years in prison over allegations involving a gas contract with Russia, negotiated in 2009 while she was prime minister. Now she also has to pay $190 million in damages to the state.
This will take place as soon as the verdict is executed.
The long-awaited decision of the Supreme Court on Yulia Tymoshenko's role in gas case did not surprise her defense team. Furthermore, the verdict allows her lawyers to lodge an appeal to the European Court of Human Rights. Her defense, however, is pessimistic that the case may be shelved by the European institution for about 2 years. Experts say European Court of Human Rights has studied only three appeals on political persecutions, two of which were lodged by Ukraine. They predict that the decision to uphold Tymoshenko's 7-year jail sentence will deepen a gulf between Ukraine and the EU, as Western leaders have already condemned the trial as political persecution.
Defense now has 6 months to lodge an appeal to the European Court. Even if Tymoshenko's case will be considered as prioritized, we are not going to see the European Court's decision earlier than in 2 years.
As Ukraine's relations with the West severely strained over her sentence, experts predict the European society may not accept Ukraine's October parliament elections as valid. Meanwhile, polls show about 40% of Ukrainians consider former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko a leader of the local opposition.
A member of the Ukrainian feminist group Femen, who cut down a wooden crucifix in Kiev in support of the Russian punk band Pussy Riot, has fled Ukraine. The group announced this on their website Wednesday. Femen said that Ina Shevchenko had been under 24-hour surveillance by officers of the state security of Ukraine for 2 weeks, and the group feared she might be arrested. The organization's council ruled to evacuate the activist to Paris, where she could continue her work for protesters. Shevchenko made her way to Paris via Warsaw. And that's all we have time for this week. We'll see you again soon. I'm Keith Perron.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Коханою до серця тулилася, А як стала жінкою, відьмою зробилася, і підходить вже кінець, тоді шата під вінець, треба нам дивитися, на котрій женитися. Що прожене і щасливо заживе, буде те, що пам'ятать, як ти зятя шанував, і підходить вже кінець, тут дівчата під вінець, треба нам дивитися, щоб не залишитися, і підходить вже кінець, тут дівчата під вінець, треба нам дивитися. Щоб не залишитися, і підходить вже кінець, тут дівчата під вінець, треба нам дивитися, щоб не залишитися, і підходить вже кінець, тут дівчата під вінець, треба нам дивитися, щоб не залишитися.
And another Ukrainian group, that was Lvivsky Muzyka with a song called Ananashi Vulitsi on Our Street. And before them you heard American-Ukrainian singer Olya Fritz and a song called Strumochok, another song about a brook. And I just realized we're doing a lot of bouncing around between continents. I didn't really do that by on purpose. I just noticed that. It's just when I do music often, it's just songs that come to me, songs that pop into my head, and I think, oh, I think listeners would love to hear this song again, and or this one for the first time in the case of new music. And so it's just kind of an organic, very impromptu kind of way approach that I take to selecting the music. There you go, a secret after 20 some years of doing this show. And so this one, for some reason, usually I try to kind of clump them together a little bit, but this one was back and forth from Ukraine back to Canada, back to the Ukraine, back to the States, and having just come back from there a month ago, it's a lot of jet lag, so I hope I'm not imposing jet lag on you with all this traveling musically. At any rate, we're going to stay in Ukraine just to keep things, keep our equilibrium for a little bit at least. We've got Volin up next with Marusia.
Я вечір не одно, не тільки на тебе, Маруся, маю сьогодні. питає, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає. Ой, дідусю, дідусю, у тебе сива борода, чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода? Чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода? Бабусю, бабусю, сиза я голубка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка.
Ой, тепер же я стара, сльози в мене лються, ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються, ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються. Я ж тебе любила,
а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла, а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла. Ой, бабусю, бабусю, ти ж уже старенька, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку.
From another one of those collections of Ukrainian folk songs, that was a group called Anatoly Rudenko and the folklore band Kyiv. And that was, of course, Mauyara Divchenenku. Once I had a girl, a hard luck story about a guy that just doesn't have much luck with girls. And before them, a rather silly song about an old couple going to a bazaar. And it is bizarre because the topic of it, it's the grandmother is asking the grandfather, well, you know, why are you trying to sell me now? Why didn't you do that when I was young? You would have got a better bang for your buck. Sorry, so to speak. Anyway, this is a family show, so I better stop now. At any rate, who said Ukrainians didn't have a sense of humor? For the very best in Ukrainian music, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And remember, you can catch the show on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. As well, Nash Holos airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB, and in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM. If you're a time shifter, you can get the podcast on the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com, as well as on iTunes and online. You can find us at www.noshholos.com. Please drop by for a visit to take our survey, and thanks to those who have, and enjoying your comments, in case you were wondering. I actually will publish some of them in the near future, but we need a few more people to tell us, you know, are we doing the right things? Are you hearing what you want to hear on this program? So please share your thoughts. Just a few questions to only take you a couple of minutes, so please take our survey. As well, sign up on the site so we can stay in touch. We're working on getting a newsletter out so we can keep in closer touch, and also like our Facebook fan page, please. That would be great if you could do that as well. Нежа ми вже скінчила нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Купити не купи, а поторгуватися можна. And our proverb of the week translates as, whether one buys or not, one can always haggle. And as usual with our proverbs, there's probably a lot more to that than what meets the ear. Well, our time is just about up, so to take us to the end of our program, we have the Canadian Rhythm Masters from an old CD that actually wasn't vinyl recording that's now on CD, but timeless as those polkas always are. It is the Great Plains Kolomeka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.